Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. I mentioned that some of you had fun with us last night tweeting the debate using Bruce Springsteen lyrics for the moments you found them to apply to. And we were so grateful that Bruce himself noticed that and retweeted the exercise. I guess he approved. And obviously the reason is that it's not a distraction, a kind of, you know, entertaining ourselves to death while the super serious thing, the future of our country, is being determined in a presidential debate. It's that Bruce's lyrics are so relevant in so many cases to what the situation is today in our country. Any guesses what the most frequently tweeted lyric was? Here you go. Poor man, want to be rich, rich man, want to be king, and a king ain't satisfied till he rules everything. Wonder who that refers to. That's from Badlands, 1978, Bruce Springsteen. All right, how about the second most tweeted lyric? It was that line from Rosalita. Someday we'll look back on this and it will all seem funny. Let's hope, right? Thanks to those of you who played along. Thanks to Bruce for retweeting it and expanding our world for that. And you can go back and see the whole thread if you want at the hashtag BruceTheDebate. Hashtag BruceTheDebate. Next, we will do some fact-checking of last night's debate with Eugene Keeley. He is the director of factcheck.org. Eugene, thanks for coming on. Welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having us, Brian.
And one thing being widely fact-checked this morning that we'll just jump into was Trump's denials that he had said some of the women who have come forward to accuse him of unwanted touching were too ugly to sexually assault. And, in fact, here's the exchange on that from the debate.
He held a number of big rallies where he said that he could not possibly have done those things to those women because they were not attractive enough for
I did not say that. I did not say that.
In fact, he went on to say...
Her two minutes, sir.
But he did not say that.
It's her 2 minutes.
He went on to say, look at her. I don't think so. About another woman, he said, that wouldn't be my first choice. He attacked the woman reporter writing the story, called her disgusting, as he has called a number of women during this campaign.
So you heard his denials of saying what Clinton said he said about those women. Here's the evidence. Trump in North Carolina last Thursday.
When you looked at that horrible woman last night, you said, I don't think so. I don't think so.
And the other one also in North Carolina.
I was sitting with him on an airplane, and he went after me on the plane. Yeah, I'm going to go after him. Believe me, she would not be my first choice, that I can tell you. You don't know. That would not be my first choice.
Uh-huh. So I don't know if there's anything for you to add, Eugene, from a factcheck.org perspective. Is there?
The only other one, I guess, was the statement that he made about Natasha Stoernoff of People magazine, where he suggested that if you don't believe him, just go to her Facebook page. Check out her Facebook page. You'll understand.
So at least three instances, including one that Clinton didn't even bring up. Another very important statement to fact check was in conjunction with his refusal to promise to concede the election if the 50 states certify Clinton the winner of the majority of electoral votes. Here is a claim he made in that answer.
If you look at your voter rolls, you will see millions of people that are registered to vote. Millions. This isn't coming from me. This is coming from Pew Report and other places. Millions of people that are registered to vote that shouldn't be registered to vote.
So can you fact check that for us? Are there millions of people registered to vote in the United States who shouldn't be registered to vote?
Well, there are errors in the voter registration rolls. That's well known. It's been well known for quite some time. The question, though, is whether people take advantage of that to commit voter fraud. And what we found is, in speaking to many, many experts, is that the kind of voter fraud that he's talking about, what people are impersonating voters, going to the voting polls, the thing, what he's been talking about on the campaign trail for quite some time, is very rare, very rare.
Anything else with respect to voter fraud that's worth fact-checking from the debate? Because that seems to be the thing that's really breaking out and that's going to be one of the themes, I guess, between now and Election Day and maybe beyond.
Yeah. He was quite circumspect in what he said last night about voter fraud. He was much more strident at his campaign rallies, throwing out lots of supporting evidence as that we had looked at that just simply don't back up his claims. So I was interested to see how he handled it last night because he seemed to be a little restrained in his comments. But if you go on our website, take a look at the statements that he's made out there on the campaign trail to his supporters, urging them to go out there into other communities and to monitor the voting process. It's kind of scary, and it is totally unsupported.
With Eugene Keeley, director of factcheck.org. We'll keep fact-checking some individual moments from the debate last night. Here's one that's a charge Trump made against Clinton, that Democrats have been caught on video plotting to incite violence at Trump rallies to make Trump look bad.
If you look at what came out today on the clips, where I was wondering what happened with my rally in Chicago and other rallies where we had such violence, she's the one in Obama that caused the violence. They hired people. They paid them $1,500, and they're on tape saying, be violent, cause fights, do bad things.
Now, we're going to play a clip from that video, and we should say that this is from a newly released video from the O'Keefe group that did those sting videos against Planned Parenthood, which turned out to be so selectively edited that they really didn't have much credibility. And, in fact, people from that organization were charged themselves with doing things in relation to that. With that said, and that as context and kind of a warning, here is a clip from that tape of a man named Folval, who now has been dismissed, I understand, from the Clinton and Democratic campaign world, saying if you're there and you're protesting and you do these actions, you will be attacked at Trump rallies. That's what we want. Listen.
In the rally. Initiating the conflict by having leading conversations with people who are naturally psychotic.
Right.
Okay. I mean, honestly, it is not hard to get some of these to pop off.
Right.
It's a matter of showing up to want to get into the rally in a Planned Parenthood t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, Trump is a Nazi. You know, you can message to draw them out, mm-hmm. and draw them to punch you.
You can draw them out, excuse me, and draw them to punch you. And then in another clip close to that, he says, He said, that's what we want. You will be attacked at Trump rallies. That's what we want. So have you fact-checked this? This is a new thing, and it's just emerging, but it's exactly the kind of thing that Trump keeps getting accused of inciting. And now at least there's possible evidence that Democrats are doing that too.
Yeah, we did not look into this last night. That's something, as you said, came up kind of late in the game. So it's something we'll be looking at.
All right. Here is another one from last night. This has to do with Russia being behind the attacks, the hacking attacks on our elections and the Democratic Party.
We have 17 intelligence agencies, civilian and military, who have all concluded that These espionage attacks, these cyber attacks, come from the highest levels of the Kremlin, and they are designed to influence our election.
So Trump denied that, and you fact-checked it?
Well, the only way for us to fact-check it is to look to see what these U.S. Intelligence agencies are saying. And Clinton is right about that. The Department of Homeland Security and the Office of the Director of the National Intelligence on Election Security issued a joint statement saying that they were confident that the hack into the Democratic Party was directed by the Russian government. And there was also a senior U.S. intelligence official who spoke to NBC News who said that both of the candidates have briefed extensively about this. So for him to say at this point that there's no evidence and nobody in our country has any idea of who's behind it is not true.
And here's another Clinton statement that Trump denied during the campaign, during the debate last night.
He's wrong. Advocated more countries getting them, Japan, Korea, even Saudi Arabia.
On nuclear weapons, and you heard him in there saying wrong. Did he advocate that?
Well, what he has said about that is that, that perhaps Japan and South Korea should have nuclear weapons to protect themselves. You know, when Trump speaks on these issues, he kind of contradicts himself from time to time, you know, saying that I'm against nukes and then making statements like this, suggesting that other countries should have nukes to protect themselves because the U.S. shouldn't protect them. But what Clinton said, certainly there's evidence to support it.
And one more. Here is a moment in which Clinton referenced Donald Trump starting his business with a lot of money from his father, and you'll hear Trump deny this too.
He was borrowing $14 million from his father to start his businesses. In the 1990s, I went to Beijing, and I said women's rights are human rights. He insulted a former Miss Universe, Alicia Machado, called her an eating machine. And on the day when I was in the Situation Room monitoring the raid that brought Osama bin Laden to justice, he was hosting the Celebrity Apprentice.
So dig, 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 in that exchange where over several minutes there, they were comparing each other's experience over the last 30 years to what would help them be president of the United States. But the thing that needed to be fact-checked was that he was borrowing $14 million from his father to start his businesses. And Trump hates when things like that are brought up, but is that an accurate number?
It is an accurate number. It comes from the Wall Street Journal story where they looked at casino license disclosure records that showed that Trump had taken out numerous loans from his father and his father's property at the beginning of his career. What Trump is referring to with this $1 million is the first of those loans, but that wasn't the end of it. In fact, his father was still helping him pretty late in the game when he was in Atlantic City. There was one point where his casinos were in trouble, and his dad came in with, I think it was $5 million worth of casino chips, and wound up getting in trouble with the casino regulators over it and being fined for it because it had amounted to a $5 million loan.
So do you count up the number of inaccurate statements by each candidate? I know another fact-check organization after the previous debate came out with something like, you know, there were 28 by Trump and 4 by Clinton. I don't know if those are exact numbers, but the point was the ratio was so not close between who is making false claims during the second debate. What about last night? Did you keep score in that way?
You know, I don't keep score. We don't keep score. The way that we work is we're identifying statements as the evening's going on, all of us, and there's 6 full-time workers, 3 or 4 students who are helping us do some research. And we just methodically go through one at a time. So, you know, it's not up to us to have any equal balance here. What we're doing is there's an opportunity in 90 minutes for the candidates to make statements, and we're going to review the ones that we flag. I did go back and take a look last time because this question came up, and it was like a 3-to-1 ratio. It was 20 of them were claims that we found to be false or misleading that Trump made, and seven of them for Clinton. I don't know what the number is. I haven't added them up at this point, but certainly there seem to be, again, more from Donald Trump.
Eugene Keeley, director of factcheck.org. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Much more to come. Stay with us.